to be killed in us. Well, we started this week with Mishnah called from the day. It shows this mind that there was a Takana Sezi. Ezra, the Gemara says that was kind of in the end of Kerata. Meruba Ezra is actually called, say, Beit Ezra may say Takana. I have Takana Takumini Takana the Rabbanon, and the 10th one is a question, but if you did the Rabbanon or did the right, this deal that a Balkari, a man who is a Balkari, is prohibited from davening and prohibited from learning, that's the Shiloh, because the Gemara says it is based on a practice in Kumish, and actually goes to cross the So why is it listed among the nine takonis of Moses, the eighth takonis of Rabban, and the ninth one of Rabbi Yechon Zakkai really is Darash. It was just very popular with Dindaraisa. He was Mepharish with Dindaraisa. So that's what Tom Hashem said everything else. So Ezra didn't make a takonis of Rabban. It's really a Dindaraisa. It's just Darash with Iskin. The 10 takonis of Ezra, 9 was takonis of Rabban. And this one is really a takana, this is really a Darash with Iskin. He's really Mepharish from this Dindaraisa. Another kind of thing, however, that the whole Darash on that so far as it is, is only an Ashmachtim of the Rabban. We'll see this will be relevant in a few minutes, and that's why we see it again. We discuss everything, but we see it again because it will be relevant in the speaking of the Mar right after the Mishnah. So the Mishnah goes, this man that the Takana says we were still in Kaya. Why did I say this man that some kind of the Mar has our next daf, no gal mechanic was survey, I have made them out. The Mar says that the meeting for Oilam, sometimes when you have an issue that's questionable in Machlesis, and so we don't see what the Takana is, and the Mar will say, Tukhazi, Mayam, and the Bar. Take a look, how does it all say that? In America, they don't sit like that in Chal Shabbos, they don't have anything all year long, they don't have Mr. Chashma, they don't have Mr. Chashma, they don't have anything. They don't say, Sit Chazim, I am Dham Retach. And the issue that there's a Machlok, it's a Shaila about something, and it was not Rumi Yidin. And if Rumi Yidin was there, well, they're not terrorists, that they have a meaning, that they're making on something, so you assume that, that they may not be in the end of the name, that in some of there's a good reason why. So the Gemara says, the Gemara Galma, the meaning of Kalima, about if Rumi Yidin was on three certain issues, Kahani's last study. The three shadows are not called Satan also. One of them is this, that a Balkari is permitted to learn Torah even if he doesn't go to Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, why? So it sounds like they repeal the Takana Sezra. We'll have to discuss if they repeal it totally, so this Mishnah should not be quoted. So this Mishnah doesn't, should not be quoted Halakha Lamaisa because it was totally repealed. Maybe it wasn't fully repealed. We'll have to learn the Gemara. Maybe they only repealed part of it, but they didn't repeal it fully. Okay. So the Balkari still permits that his man at least, his man, that Takana Sezra was still the Tatsa. So the Balkari is forbidden to learn, forbidden to daven. So the Mishnah has, however, there are two exceptions to do. Kriyashma and Benshin, Birchat Amozen, Hefer and Nio. The Mishnah says, why? Because Kriyashma is their Raisa, and Benshin, Birchat Amozen, Hefer and Nio. If you ask Kedai Sri, who knows? If you ask Kedai Sri, we assume we pass in the Haflegis, we pass in the Haban. But if you ask Kedai Sri, then we assume that it's a Dinda, right? Because the Haltam is not there. So these two are exceptions to the rule. The Haim, what's the exceptions to the rule? Not Kalida. That he says the Kriya Shema, not that he says the Benshin, that he's Mahara the Kriya Shema, and he's Mahara the Benshin. The book is Kriya Shema, Lefaneh, Holy Achareh, the book is before he acted the Kriya Shema, Hashach is by Mahara, and the Shema answer, he's not even Mahara. What do you mean he's not even Mahara? He's not permitted even to be Mahara. He's not even allowed to be Mahara. And the Amriti, Lechem and Horeb, before the Mir Walter, he's not even allowed to be Mahara, so think it out of his mind. But the Benshin, the Birchat HaMazon, that he should be Mahara. So we know, that's what the Mishnah says. Balkari, who's not allowed to learn, he's not allowed to daven, is all a Mahara, so I believe by the Kriyashma. However, the aim of Mubarak, well, the Panera, like, I feel like they hear. You shouldn't say the bracha before you have to Kriyashma, I feel like they hear. It shouldn't be Maya. It's not allowed to be Maya. The Alamazu wanted that food. Mubarak, the Akhlaq, the benching, he should bench the Kriyahu. That's how we shall say Mubarak, the Akhlaq, I feel like they hear. It should be Mahara, the benching. The aim of Mubarak, the Panera, but he shouldn't say, I'm waiting for the Panera, I feel like they hear. And the Buddha is a different sheet. The Buddha is a Mubarak, with name, Uli, Akhlayan, even the test. The Buddha says that we don't make any distinction between Kriyashma and double Makhlokas. The Buddha says, whereas the Tarakam makes a split between Kriyashma and Bichas Kriyashma, then only Kriyashma would make one, the Bichas Kriyashma would not allow, no help. The Buddha then draws the same thing, Kriyashma, the brothers draw the same thing. And he says, and the Kriyashma, you're allowed to save the test. So the Bichas Kriyashma is the same thing, you can save the test. The double Makhlokas of Buddha Rabba. Okay, you might not say why the Buddha holds Kriyashma with the brothers is different. You might say why, because the only thing that the Bulgarians also to do is to learn Gemara with Amashor, something beyond. Gemara with Atesis, the Gemara is already beyond. Gemara is also beyond. Say Krishna. How deep is the learning of Krishna? That was the Rabbi Yudhishthira, that was never included in the tradition of Bulgaria, also the Bible says. Yes, the Bible says that comes to show in the Davins. And he said, Krishna, he's going to say, oh, he's also the Bible says, that the Bible says, that doesn't realize that he comes from the Chumis and he thinks to the Chumis. He doesn't realize that it's the Bible says. Even if you are Davini, you have to be a Tamachofi, you know that these guys are Asnava, Yom Shemaya, and Vayena, you know where it comes from. You can't say that it's divotar. It's a lower level of divotar. Okay, a beauty sheet that we'll learn again. But let's work on the Tanakhama. The Lord wants to know, why does the Tanakhama, what does the Tanakhama hold over here? He says, you're not allowed to be Mahara or anything, other than Kriyashma and the benching Bichas HaMoz and Esther B'Nir. What does he accomplish by being Mahara, the benching, and being Mahara, the Kriyashma? Amar Ravina, so Ravina says, wait some merit, you see the parish from the Mishnah here, it can be, but don't, if the person is Mahara Kriyashma, he gets to the Mitzvah of Kriyashma. Why? How does he know these are the guys that love keeping the Dhammi? What do you want to say? That by being Mahara Kriyashma, thinking it over, reading in your mind, you're not getting anything unless you absolutely pronounce the words with your lips. So the Ravina says, Lama Mahara, what did he accomplish then? You know, it's a Chagondish, that lets you both. So the fact that the Mishnah requires that if you do Mahara is a raya brewer that here is to be the Dhammi and that you bring joy to the Mishnah. Let's begin Mahara. Ever my, so what do you claim here is to be the Dhammi? The Rosh points out the background of this whole Gemara. That the Gemara in the beginning of the second Perek had a Machlokes of Yosi and Rabbi, what if a person who says Kriyashma, the Lord Yishmiel Yosno. He didn't say it loud enough that he should hear Kriyashma. So one time it says that Yosi Yosno, you're not there. He said, the Lord Yishmiel Yosno, the Lord Yosno, the Shema, Hashma Yosno, Ha Mashat, the Moshe, the Sikha. And Rabbi Yudha disagrees with him, I said, the Lord Yishmiel Yosno, the Lord. So the Lord says, if you all like that, the Yosi, that you have to have Mashmiel Yosno, the Yikuvah, every Kriyashma and every bracha and every davening and everything, if you're not Mashmir B'Yosna, you're not Yosef, it's not called Amnu, it's not called Dibur, it's not called Kriya. So I've had to hear about Rav Kibir Dhamu, nothing to discuss. Yes, yeah, Rav Yosef, there's no Machlech to Rav Yina Rav Kriya. Rav Machlech comes in because you're all fighting like Rav Yosef, you can't see Rav Yudish. But yeah, Yishmir B'Yosna was not so. So now the Gemara has a Machlech, so what if it was not only not Mashmir B'Yosna, he didn't even pronounce the words with his lips, he was just meeting with his eyes. He's just reading in his mind, and he never pronounced the words at all. So that's the Machlokes Yisamaran, how far does Rav Yudha go? That's the Pashuk Pshat in the Gemara. That's how the Rosh went. The Balamora on the bottom of the list says the Pshat, but he also rejects it. He says it's Lelita Nayoma. He says that some Yishenim wanted to learn that the Machlokes Rav Chizda Rav Yudha, whether he was Kibib Adami or not, is identical with the Machlokes Rav Yudha Rav Yosi. That if you know that he is Mashmili Yosnov, then obviously you're allowed to be the dummy. Then I could deny it. You have that. So the Balabar also comes around to learn like the Rosh, Hafi Pashtun. So the Machlokes is a theory of Yudhishthira. Maybe Rav Yosi is not able to discuss. He is Mashmir Yosi, Fatari Rav Yosi. In the Machlokes, Rav Yosi is not really passed like Rav Yosi. That's hidden. You don't pass like Rav Yosi, that's Asher Yashmir Yosi. It's a theory of Yudhishthira that you don't see Mashmir Yosi, so the Machlokes is not part of Rav Yosi. Also Pshat in the Gemara is that the Machleg is Rabbi Yochid, he goes, okay, so let's say today, I'm not sick, I'm not a Balkari, I am a Balkari, if it's a Kanazaj or whatever the case happens to be, say a person is going to Dava Meiris and he won't pronounce the word, he'll just look at his sitter and read in his mind, everywhere he'll read in his mind.
Yeah.
But the Pashup Shah says that that's not like the Rabbi Yochid. I'll be fine, that's what the Rabbi is about. Whether I go to Meiris, and I got it all now with the Krishna, or by just reading with my eyes and my mind without pronouncing. There's the Pashup Shah. I'm just trying to say no. If that would be the case, that he's a quarry and there's no issues, there's no problem, he could have pronounced it the first time, there would never be a Machalek, if everybody would hold that he will not be the Yudom. The Balkari, who read the Kriya Shema b'machshavtoi, because the Chachamim prohibited him, for all of his mind that Takana says is the Tokfon. So the Chachamim prohibited him from reciting, from being Baba, he's forbidden to recite the Kriya Shema. He had nothing better to do, since the only thing that Takana could do is that he was Mahara believer. Then he goes by Kriya Shema, Mikveh Hattush can mix the word of you have a mikri, go for the mikri, he would have a mikri, he would say the different Krishna, he would say Krishna everything, right? So holding back some time Krishna, he can go to the mikri, then this is not. There's not Krishna just for when he goes to 9 o'clock, and he's 10 minutes away from the mikri. So if somebody has to go to the mikri first, then this is not Krishna. He has no brain, so he's the higher Krishna believer. But what happens? The Red was a Machlek, it was Rabbi Nevat Chizde, it was Mahara Krishna believer, and all of a sudden somebody picks him up with a car, and they take him to the mikveh, 1, 2, 3, he's out of the mikveh, and it's still before the Man Krishna. Should he repeat the Kriya Shema B'dibur? Or should he say no? That's it, the Shad. Yeah, but he was Yaitu, because at the time that he was Mahara, the Kriya Shema, he was reading in his mind, he was prohibited to say. So under the condition, under the circumstances, the test he could have done was he Mahara, Ravina holds the Kriya Gavna, does he to be Bartabo. That's called the Dibartabo. That if the self, let's say the Gemara says there's no longer any Takana Tezer. The Gemara says they repeal Takana Tezer. That's half the Gemara to say. So today there's nothing preventing me from saying the Kriya Shema. And I just read the Kriya Shema of the Noach Shavu. And even Rabbeinu would hold that Tehillat Yoyim. This is how the Ravid suggests. That the Om Achmed is Rabbeinu Achid is only in a special case. In a special unusual case. The Rabbeinu holds that the Noach and Oyimus, that's the Oyimus, the Takana Tachan is prohibiting him from reciting the text. So the best thing you know under the circumstances is Mahara, but then there, then it's the key of one of the Dibartabam. Strange to go on the level of the Rabbanan. Strange to go on the level of the Rabbanan. But there's nothing preventing him from
saying if somebody has a
yeah,
test
today,
he's not supposed to listen either. He's not allowed to think. He's not supposed to be hard to do either.
If somebody has a test today, he's not supposed to
be hard to do either. Person can't speak. Person can't speak. So should you say Shemeko, innit? You should listen to someone else. You should listen to someone else who says the Kriyashma. Would you say that here, if you did it, he doesn't have to always insist on getting somebody else? Then you can have such a chitinsa, according to the right, but you will have a machleg ravina rachiza. But you will say here if you did with Domi or not. But by a normal healthy person who is able to speak, there's nothing preventing him. So the right is claiming that we can't have God, and there never was a machleg.
You
mean how to?
You can see.
I can't tell the AC, but my really awesome is the Kuber. So the Gemara says if that person is talking to the judge, he can drink it. So we don't pass him. We don't pass him like a beer. We pass him like a beer.
No.
He says it, but he doesn't hear.
No, that's not here.
No. Yeah, better than you. So he's asking that that could be the evidence. Look, I think you should be not sure you know
the evidence
he can't finish off like a beer. The only time I've been here, I think the argument is if he doesn't think then he didn't even have a bit of Hadid, he never even said it. If any argument, they say here, it should be the Dhamma.
You should say that by an assessment of the problem, you mark the characteristics in the future. If you look at the year of the receiver bond, so it's not the finishing of that, it's not the
So what should I do? So we ask him like the bottom type, we ask him here a lot to be with me, that you're not here to say anything. So the Chazan says out loud, that's a good word, that's not your feeling, that's Shalei Kohen, that's a different Shalei. So that's the Machleke, is the Rambam and other Shalei, Rashi quotes the Bahad, and Taisus, Rashi and Taisus quote from the Bahar that Shemeh Kohen doesn't only apply by a bracha, by Kiddush, by benching, by anything. Shemeh Kohen even applies to a Dovish of Kedusha. And to invoke or to say Kedusha, if you listen to the Chaz and say Kedusha of Lash, it's considered Shemeh Kohen, your listening is considered that you said it also. And the Rambam holds that Shemeh Kohen doesn't apply Dovish of Kedusha, but Dovish of Kedusha, Dovish of Kedusha, you have to say the prayer. If you don't actively participate, you can't say Shemekah. Shemekah is a good bad guy. Kiddush HaGdolah, Zohar, Mishun Megillah of Shemekah, but whenever you need a Dovish of Tzibur, they have to have an active participation in Kumbi Yotah. And we see Rashi and Taisu, that's right, that Kashi. That's what Taisu says. If you're going to say like Rashi, that I'm in the middle of the Shemekah, Malachi, I should be Mahar Shemekah, I'm not here to be, I should be Mahar Shemekah, and I should be Aikis, if I say Kashi, let it be considered that. Okay. So then place is Kash on Rash. Then the ground, if you like Rash. And in the Shemana Esther, the first prophet said, now that I'm done, you have to have Kabbalah and finish on you. And the rest of the Kriyashman, the rest of the Shemana Esther, Mechabchila, Abadah, is much in him. If the person has the Kriyash on you, Kabbalah finish on you, he knows how to do that time use it. And the Yedder, even if he does know how to do that time use it, because he doesn't really understand a word that he's saying, if he has the Yedder, he's saying the thing, then it's not Yedder. Of course, if he understands it much better. No, no, only two Magen Avraham, only two the first one. The last one didn't say is the second one. Only two Magen Avraham. No, the writer says like this, he says, minus, he doesn't have a mikvah available. It's impossible for him to say Kriya Shema, he has no brayer. But the writer, he thought, let's say, he has a mikvah. Another hour to go, so first one Kriya Shema. He could have easily gone to the mikvah, divided himself off, put on his shirt, his car, his hat. Everyone got plenty of time, he has plenty of time. The writer sounds like he seems to hold that even Rabina would hold that he's not right there. He says, only... And the best he can do under the circumstances to be in the highest of the Rabina says that then it's included in their passage. The Depart of Bam is very tightly different with the Shatat Chak. He said the Depart of Bam is going to be here. And Shalat Shatat Chak is described deeper. On the level of the right, he interprets the Depart of Bam differently. So let's see again. So Rabina comes to your passage like Rabina Shatat Chak. So Rabina says, he sees in the Mishnah that he would keep digging on it, that he would keep creation on the hill. He's not going to have to walk through the Lord in the heart. What do you accomplish by being in the heart? It's like a little developer, he accomplishes not. Thank you, Lord. So if you hold here, if you keep it on the hill, isn't he ever on the Takana Savior? So the Echret, you have to say that Andrew never made the Takana, the King I got me. He never made the Takana. Yishef, the Echacham, not the government, I'll tell you, the Shavuot Pasha. If the Echacham choose to, they would make a takana prohibiting Kriya Shema on Hashem Shkodim Bishabish and prohibiting Matila Shulimah on the first day. If they want to, they ignore on the list of all the takana to do it like this. But the Rebbe told me, oh yeah, sometimes I needed to bury him, sometimes he insisted on building his various little abad on a few roads but nothing bigger than this, and sometimes nothing bigger than this, they weren't insisting on building their takana. So one can say over here that the Ezra never made the Takana, prohibiting the Balkaris from devotees and so on. So the Ezra and Mitzvah and Atah, the Christians, the right intention of the right to the mother, that that's the verse, that here if you leave it on me and you don't say, and it's in violation of Takana to Ezra. So it's all a shame of thinking, well, so why should we all be Mahara? So let us say it also. So why does the Mishnah insist on only having here affecting our El Amai? So what does Avina hold here? Kibiba Dami. Thank you very much. You have to sustain already. Well, obviously you're claiming Avina's telling the Chat in the Mishnah that Tal Loya Sechizadu Dizayim Lakadam and Atar Dishayim Atar. If they wanted to, they could have, but they didn't. They didn't want to be like a Mitzvah and Atar. The Kibiba says, they didn't want to. So let them say it already to test. There's not very much. It's a common with only one. Oh, so that's the reason why we answer is that there's no prohibition of all. Kiryashkechan the Sinai, the whole Israel of Al-Keri, to learn Torah, or to daven is only if he says it. The whole marker of the Din, either to dress ignore the right of it, and ask not to be in that bone, that's what it's going to be. Yomashim Azot, 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 you should transfer the Pashim Shabbat, the Pashim Shabbat is the Ramban HaKadosh right. Special chapter, you should tell your children and your grandchildren that not in our scene. Guys, I'm going to go back. You're going to show them how to say it. That's what I'm going to say. You're going to see like that. One of the Tariq Mitzvahs is, we're talking about one of the Tariq Mitzvahs is Pasha Zohar. The name Pasha Zohar every so often. Zechilas Amalek. Go see one of the Tariq Mitzvahs is Zechilas Mani Hasina. So we have to have a special Tariq Mitzvahs to read about that Mani Hasina. I should move. You have to special Tariq Mitzvahs that Mani Hasina. That's the Pasha Zohar. So the Chachamim have a drasha, and that's the Machlekes Mishnah, where the drasha is more of the Raisa, or it's only Asmas, but the name of drasha, for his daitam with Anecha, with his name Anecha, gave us Malam and Teir, gave us Malam and Teir. You should transmit the Teir to your children. And then he say, by daitam, Yom Asher and Aitra, and I'm going to have this fit into the Pasuk. You know on the sins in the same way that I saw when the Kabbalah of Teir Ashina, the aim of the year of the rest of the Zia, was trembling in fear and Tahara. The only man had to go to Mikveh, nothing with the Tumas Nevela, touching Nevela, Tumas Nes. That wasn't the problem, Tumas Nevela wasn't a problem. You knew the Tumas Valkyrie, that it's a little too much, not a big kind too much, cheerfulness. Tumas Valkyrie comes every day in Kabbalah Shorosh, light-headedness, and more than I know, I think it should be in a serious fashion, Kabbalah Tatera. So transmitting the Torah to the next generation, leaving our Torah, should also be in a serious fashion. So the men have to go to Mikra to remove the Tumas Valkyrie, and the women have to go to Mikra to remove the Tumas Palat Mishich Mazera. So that rush is the way the Chacham Iber is rushing more the right or else not from the Rabbanah. That rush is interpreting the Pasuk with this additional level of interpretation by Zaytan Levanecha about teaching over the Torah to your children. So when you teach the Torah to your children, obviously you have to speak, you can't be Mahar. Mikra commentary can be outside they hear. A person reads the station and he understands what he's learning. So that's a true Mikra commentary. But if he's transmitting Torah to the next generation, obviously, Hebrew has to be either Hebrew. So that's what Igmara says is within Avina that the Takana says is only violated if you have Kiryashkechon Mishkina, just like the Hasina, who was transmitted either Amira, but what was the Hasina? The people were just hearing. The people were just hearing. They don't from the speaking, but they weren't the Taisus of Shemeh Kaina. That's the Taisus of Shemeh Kaina. Me, you think of Shemeh Kaina, I say, how's going? You want to be Yaitzei? So you say Shemeh Kaina. I'm reading with the Jew. You want to be Yaitzei? So you say Shemeh Kaina. I'm learning. The Taisus says, not only by that. Learning Tumas, not learning Torah, and the state of Tumas. Balkyrie, that's considered Ki'imu that has been in Amira. So Ravina claims that Amidram Amir, when you say that there's a prohibition that a Balkyrie is after the Dinner Torah, that's only a Balkyrie is after if there's going to be Dibur, or Shemer Ki'ina. But if that's going to be Hebrew, so then there's no issue at all. That there is no issue at all. So that's why the Mishnah only allows you to have the Kriyashma and the benching, either here and not either Dibur. Because if you have a day Dibur, then you'd be in violation of these. That's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. The Yeshua has a comment on this Gemara. And yes, the whole thing is too much money. If that viewer is of the opinion, that hearer is Kibiba Dami Akiyesha design. The hearer is Lab Kibiba Dami Benegir to the Yisrael of Al-Kariya to the Dibur Tera. So why does the Mishnah say that it's forbidden? Ain't it about whether for now, but no, not there. He doesn't damage my answer, I feel like they hear. It doesn't say I'm not, I feel like they hear. You know that it says it's a Krishna. But it's half a Dhamma. If there's no reason to be Mahara Brahma, to be Mahara Dibur Tera, there's no violation. And you're saying they hear. So let it be Mahara everything. What's the problem over here? Let it be Mahari everything. And he says, Lule Dibri, Rashi the Taisus, Rashi the Taisus seems to say that everything he says. So Lule Dibri, Rashi the Taisus, he would have suggested the following. He would have suggested that you're dealing here with an Issa de Araisa and with an Issa de Rabbana. This Taisus that it says, Zahid Daitem, Levon Echa, Yom HaShem Amarika, that about carrying that to the Taisus. We said, Hashem Machlech, it's in the Nishayim, is that it's Rashi Dibri, the Araisa? Is that only on Asmachta Midir Rabbonah? That it says that this is one of the 10 Takonis of Ezra, the Dorosh Yiskin, that it's really a Din the Raisa. Oh no, it's Mamisha Takonis of Rabbonah Yesh Miyan. His name is Takonis of Rabbonah, and then there never was such a Din the Raisa. And it says, Lulu Dibay Rashi says he would have made, he didn't even know that they were Rishan and said that it was Din the Raisa. He would have made a compromise, he would have said like this. To pronounce it with your lips, that's an Issa de Raisa. And that's a real Russian word there, right? To be Mahari, that's what Ezra made a Takan of the Rabbanah. He understands that you know, you know, follow him, they thought the Shita sounds like it's a Dindarais, it's Mukhin. We know Baba Kama says it's a Takan, and he didn't occur to the saint just to say, Dorosh Yehiskin. But the Miri says that it's a Dindarais, and he called it a Takan because he was Mepharsinus. If it's the Chastir, he says it's a Mori. Here it sounds like it's a Dorosh, and my Baba Kama says, Ezra is a Mepharsinus. The Issa de Raisa is not to be Medaber, Kiryash Nehom Yisinai. And then Ezra came along, and this Issa de Raisa is a Fidu Maka Mitzvah. Fidu Maka Mitzvah. The Issa de Raisa not to say the Dei Torah. A Fidu Kiryash Ma. You're not allowed to. The whole issue whether the Chachamim chose to be Oike Dabna Torah. Sometimes they needed to bear the Maka Mitzvah, sometimes they didn't need to bear the Maka Mitzvah, sometimes they let it bear the Rabbanon, even to the effect of being the Batu and Mitzvah to show the Apostles, sometimes not. That's what Takana to Rabbanon, but yeah, if you're dealing with the Yisra, Yisra de Raisi, Takana to Maka Mitzvah, you're not permitted to violate the Yisra de Raisi. But he says the Yisra not to be Mahazi de Shai, that's what Ezra added on. And then we understand, Taka very well, call the Sikra Rabbanon, change the Raisi Tikkun. Ezra took the Yisra de Raisi, just extended it one step further. Not that he meant that Yesh may I, not that he may. Said, I seen how there was a Din Meraisa, all the Tanaim had to go to Mikra for the Gilish Shechina. And Ezra decided that every time a person learns, there's also a little bit of the Gilish Shechina. So therefore you should also make, and there never was such a Din from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu to the days of Ezra, there never was such a Din. He was the first one to invent it. So you should suggest no. Maybe Ezra held that there was always a Din, and he said, there I see, Kiddash Kamisina, if you had Dibur, or if you had Shemeh Kainer, it was also like Dibur. And Ezra added on Dibur, so that explains what's going on in the Mishnah. So when you get after the bracha is before and after Kriyas HaMirgiyah, the Shema Nesu is only the Rabbana Mirgiyah, Taha Moiti Lechem and Ha'aretz, anything other than the Dinim Beraita, because there's a Takana de Rabbana, there's a Gera de Rabbana, not only is it forbidden to recite the bracha, I mean, I'll tell you what, things are better to be in the Haram of the Rabbana. So hang on with the Haman, bro. The whole Dinah Duchas Krishna is only the Rabbana, the whole Dinah David and Shema Nesu is the Rabbana. The Ezra made it clear that the Valkyrie is not even allowed to be in the Haram, so he's not allowed to be in the Haram even of the Rabbana. But the Gemara says, Kriyash Tehamitzina, the Issa Deraisa is only Ezra Amire. So when you're dealing with a Mitzvah Deraisa, Kriyash Mazda Mitzvah Deraisa, then she's an Issa Deraisa. But the recite, then she's a recite to Krishna, that's an Issa Deraisa. That's to be Mahalir. But that's only an Issa Deraisa. So where he needed to read, I'm not going to Mitzvah Deraisa. That's what the Tehishu would suggest. A beautiful title, he says, it's really dealing with Rashi Deraisa, because Rashi Deraisa did not say that. In fact, he doesn't have any Vishan to say that. No one says that. No one says that this is the terrorist to the fear of Hashemara. But how come here it sounds like it's a Dinda Raisa, and the other time it sounds like it's a Dinda Rabda? So some Shem said, the Ikir is Agamara, the Gemara is Baba Kama Rabda, or something. Some say the other way, well, Baba Kama is Ikir, and Agamara is only Asnacht. And no one, none of the Shem came back at this time, so after Tai Chang, that's what he was said, there's a Dinda Raisa, there's a Rabbana, or the Tikra Rabbana. That's just an interesting deal.
What is the first step? All other Namiyas?
Yeah, the Rashi just comes to say Lafutia from the Raisa. But the Raisa on the bottom of the list claims that Ravina only says here it's a Dibur, and then Al-Kari, the Enes, the Atmish Tenderes, the Balez Beres, and you say that he's here to hear the Shem. Rashi said, all of them! Anybody! Anyone who wants to can hear it to the Hatzil with you. Rashi knows the Pashup Shat and Ravina.
point of view of Shula, how could they overturn the Dindal Raikor and then Moshe?
When he told you that, when the later generations, no other rabbis, that's a different rabbi. That's what we said last week. When you say that, the Kasha, if it's a real Josh Ignore the Raikor, if it's a Zer the Rabbanon, the Chiyash Kav,
yeah.
What if you know that? If it's a Zer the Rabbanon, so the yes, ain't that Yachal Rachos, and it's a Zer, and came down the middle of the Rabbanon, back it up, you didn't get the Zerim. Undo the Takana says, and did he feel that he was greater than Ezra? So he really says, I'm on this Gemara, I'm facing out, but that's the terrorist. It wasn't a Zer the Rabbanon. It was a Dindarite, and a Dindarite, and Yachal Rachos, and Yachal the best of every generation passed through the way they understand Yitzchak with Eretz Yisrael. So did the Bemisera disagree with Ezra on the level of the right? He held that everything was only the Rabbana. Nothing was the right. The drasha that he made was a mistake. There was no such drasha the right.
That was always the thing. He just moved the corner, but he had something.
He would stand, right.
Remember the brothers should have fished a packet of food, they should make a loaf.
No, but then in the later generation, they held that the drasha was in the grave. There's no such thing in the so you can't have it there that I want to extend the Dindar Aishah to additional cases. There's no Dindar Aishah. And they have a right to disagree on the Dindar Aishah. You only go to the Chachma of the Minyan to disagree on a level of the right. That's what I mentioned. The Rishalmi Yitzhak Kasha, the Rishalmi on the first Mishnah Shviyas, Yitzhak Kasha says that up until the days of Rabbi Gamliel, they used to follow the opinion of Rishalmi Yitzhak. Shalom Yisrael was not a day. They used to follow the view of Rishalmi Yitzhak. But there is an institution of Sosef Shviyas. You have to be nice with Mechayel Al HaKadosh to start observing the laws of Shemitah either a month before or from Pesach or from Shavuot time before Shemitah comes in. A couple of months before Shemitah starts, you have to have Tosefta Shviyas. To be nice with Mechayel Al HaKadosh. Came Rabbi Gamliel and he abolished the first Mishnah in Shviyas. He abolished the whole din of Tosefta Shviyas. So Yishami Yat Mechayesh Kedosh. Yishami Yat Ein Bez Mechayel Al HaKadosh Ibe Bez Mechayel Al HaKadosh Ibe Bez Mechayel Al HaKadosh. So did Rabbi Gamliel think that he was greater than the children of the Shammai? That he had the authority to undo, to repeal the Takana that they had made? So the Shammai answers, no. The Shosha also, La Mikra Samchu. The Shosha Yitira, La Mikra Samchu. And the Rambam understands that Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah quotes that Yishama got first. And the Rishonim on the first, the Rosh and the Rosh on the first Mishnah in Shviyas quote that Yishama wrote. So the Rambam in Hilchos Rambam interprets that Yishama to mean that when you have a deal with when you have a din of repealing the Takana de Rabban, or there's a Rabban, you have to have a greater place in Chosin Minyan, that's only if they made a Takana de Rabban. But other Bishosha also, when we put some of their dash in the perfect, as in their eyes, the one way. And in the later generation, it doesn't hold that they made a mistake, but that's not Pshat, that's not the way to dash in the Sukkim. But then you say, if so, the Dorot is Shmuvador, then you're required. They're not repealing the Takana de Rabban, they're not repealing anything. Every benefit in every generation has a right to darshan the psukim the way they see it. So Ramesha writes in the Female of the Shuvah, you mentioned Ramesha writes, he picked a Ramesha, how does he write a Shuvah against the Hail of some Sefer? How does he disagree with another Yehuda? How does he disagree with this one or that one? Who does he think he is? Does he think that he's bigger than all of us? Ramesha says, he writes a few times in the Shuvah, I don't think I'm greater than them. And the Chodesh of it should be America. They interpreted the Pesach HaLach and Shem HaRach like this, and I interpret differently. And I feel that I'm entitled to that the question. Ramesh says he feels that he's entitled to an opinion. I just say he was. Okay. I just say he wasn't entitled to an opinion. But he says, Mashiach, the anxiety, he feels that he was entitled to an opinion. So he says, well, if I'm entitled, so I'm obligated to split the voice my honest opinion. My honest opinion. He says, maybe the hood is wrong, some sections wrong. So he says, I don't have to be greater than Chachmi or Yenny. If I'm entitled to an opinion, and I hold that that's not Pshat and not Loka, so I disagree. The only time you have to be greater because you mean is if you're feeling an enactment that's according to the Abolish. But if you disagree, you'll Kashi Barak Yishol Tzeru. And the Tzeru Yishol Tzeru has to say what they feel about loving. And
the Tzeru
from the Yishol
Tzeru says that Ezol Tzeru Tzeru there was no such Takana.
He never wanted to come out of the Rabbana.
Yes. Then he could say that he changed it.
Yes.
But Ezra didn't touch the Takana de Raisa. He just made an act in a part of the Takana de Raisa. Now that this Takana was the Takana de Raisa, that's from Moshe. So that you didn't say it off with Moshe, and that's from
Moshe.
It's not the same.
It was a drush. It was a drush. That's a shame. Do you have a right to argue with Moshe Rabbeinu? This Moshe Rabbeinu says over that he heard Mishiach Gura. So we finally can't argue with the Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu does some Mishiach Gura. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I hope Shat is like this. So then do you have a right to argue with Moshe?
Are you saying
that
Is it
do we want the two sorts of the day of Moshe?
I don't know.
I'm not going to
mention that. In the state of the... No, I'm not going to mention that. Moshe, I don't know that this is a din. That was popped up. That book came out. What if you have a drasha from the days of Moshe Rabbein? Moshe Rabbein was darshan like this. You find that the Aaron disagreed with Moshe Rabbein, the Chumash writes, and Aaron was right. And look at it. Aaron was right. And I thought, we had the fire. Moshe Rabbein didn't hear it from the P.F. word. Moshe Rabbein said, I heard the din is like this. I think the din should be like this. So then Moshe Rabbein was masking.
Yeah, okay. And the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. So the Pshat from Yerusha Yudach means the Hiduk, like we do, when you tie to it. And the Yom, that's how you do Pshat. In Biblical Hebrew, that's the Pshat. You read today with the Hiduk. And then the Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the Hiduk. So the Seder HaKabbalah, he quotes, that they went to Rabbeinu Tam with the other Balatheses, went to Rabbeinu Chiyom, he called Israel thing, and he asked them to bring back Moshe Rabbeinu. Then the Rebbe Shlom dictated to tell it to you. What did he tell you? So he asked Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said, Pshat Mor the other Rishonim. He said, Pshat means that Pshat Mor Tarebecha means Kshira, to untie the mouth and to tie the new every day. So the Rabbeinu Tam, originally they agreed to ask Moshe Rabbeinu, and then when he heard, then the Rabbeinu Tam said, Lev HaShemayim, he's not going to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what it says, the story is related in the Sefer, and the Sefer HaZeres, but if you happen, it's all set in the Sefer HaKabbalah. So that's what they used to say, the Shem HaChayim, that he said, that story that he could. What do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu comes and he says, this is really true. Moshe Rabbeinu comes and he says, when the Rebbeinu Shalom dictated and said to me, that's what he told me. If he says, I have Pshat was like this, then maybe I'd like to disagree. Moshe Rabbeinu, like Aaron disagreed, and it turned out Aaron was right, and if the Tzalot disagreed, then the Tzalot was right. Rabbeinu Tam, maybe he has a right to pull for that, or argue it out with him, and with Moshe Rabbeinu. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, the Rebbeinu Shalom dictated to me, and he told me that that's what that word said. A Pshat means to untie the knot and to tie them today. Well, that's the end of the story. That it was in Israel and test to see if the people would violate our law and listen to the gospel or not. And the people understood that he said, even though the wrath of God was not coming out of my mind, and all the Simon and see like the Lord of his life, the people that were Yeshua and the other Tanayim had the strength to say, we're not going to listen to any gospel, we're not going to listen to the faithful Beit HaMedrash, we're not going to listen to the Yom Tanayim, we're not going to listen to the chains that were jumping up. He said, the chains don't pass from the Shabbos and the gospel doesn't pass from the Shabbos. And then he started to see, but if you have a Moshe Rabbeinu comes in person and he says, this is what the Rebbeinu Shalom told me,
So then
you have a Moshe Rabbeinu.
That's what the Torah is all about, to try to figure out what did Moshe Rabbeinu get the Kabbalah from
Yeshua. It's very, very complicated. It's in the other Yeshua.
Mm-hmm.
So he's telling Yeshua actually what he thought for the English problem.
Okay. So why doesn't everybody be now? Why not all about the church? Why not the Amotzi? Why not the Shemen Esther? Why not the Brachas? You have two Eshma. You have to say that there's a Yisus. Why does Moshe there's no Yisus? He says very well. He says there's no Yisus. They're right. There's a Yisus of Rabbanan. They are in Yisus. And the Yisus of Rabbanan. Hey, Mom, and hey, Mom. So they made a Yisus. Now the fulfillment of the Rabbanan. Connected to the Yisus. Only a Yisus of the Yisus. But Mark is in fulfilling that. And the Yisus of Rabbanan. And they have the name of Mark and Yisus of the Yisus. A beautiful interpretation. Rav Chisda Amar Rav Chisda disagrees with Rabin and he says here a lot kediba domi. When you nahar a kriyashma, when you nahar a bichat amadu, you absolutely not get to anything. If you're not get to anything, so what's the purpose? See, he told us, he's talking about the chira, kediba domi, if you say the right yoy, you are yoy, say, to be yoy to the mitzvah of the Yisra. That's exactly what the Yisra is. If you violate the Yisra, it's a yoy to the source, it's a pronounce of the Yisra. Obviously, you're not saying yet to anything, therefore there's no violation. If I come to Ezra, you're not yet to Gavin, you're not yet to Kriyashma. I am, I hear a lot of people, I'm saying, well, Mahar, the Rabbina's argument is that you're not doing yet to anything, so why waste your time, why bother to be Mahar Kriyashma? Why bother to be Mahar of Dichas Amazin? I'm Rav Lord, there's a new consideration. Kedation, and Yehuk Kol Hela, most of you guys, the Gan Kishu, when it says in the Mishnah that the Balkari of Mahar Kriyashma is only one of the Shul. And he says, oh, he's not Mahara Kriyashma either. Everybody's a shul. And everybody in shul is saying Kriyashma, as my soul like this. You should put his hands, Kriyashma not see the heart. You should put his hands on his eyes, do very well. You shouldn't pronounce the word. He should be Mahara. Kriyashma, you call him a Muslim dog. Who says you should be Mahara? He's not accomplishing any Kriyashma in the Torah. Just accomplishing it is not a Kriyashma. So based on this Gemara, that the Rishon inserts in the Bahar. What if I doubt by the first minute? And I'm going to daven at the second minute, whatever. And I come to shul, and we're holding back Kriyashma. So, if I'm Rabbi Sedju, I'm doing Rabbi Sedju or something. So what should I do at the time that they're saying Kriyashma? They're going to say Shema Yisrael, go like this, and I'm going to be Rabbi Sedju, so I look for being funny. And I'm not interested in being gate to Kriyashma. I was already gate to the first minute. So can I just sit there and continue being Rabbi Sedju? So the Bahad says, based on this Gemara, Shema Yehu, Kalor, Amai, Shema, Bihu, Yehshma, Tati. I don't need the Kriyashma now of Yates, because I'm already gate an hour ago by the first minute. But still, it's a punishment on Tzimut. It looks terrible. Everybody thinks he's made it out. It looks as if he doesn't accept the Yisrael of that unit. I got this Hashem. So the Rishon said, but it's not so bad. He's doing something, so they say it depends. So the Rosh, and the Rishon had all of it. So they say, here's he's holding a little of Tzimut Zimra. He's holding a little of Dichot Krishna faith, but he's not allowed to be Mastic. So that's so terrible that he doesn't need Krishna. Everybody knows. How do you see this? Everybody sees he's not like the Gnostic there. So then there's no problem. Shalom Yehu Kalei Nikolai Kibbeh Hu Yeshu Bob. But he's holding, he's just being Rav Yisrael. You know, Rav Asher, you know, the Taishmas, and it's looked to be Gnostic in the middle. Just that it's in a very concentration, it's not to start all over again. But if it's a Mark, it's a Nikolai Hapsik. So then he says, if it's a Nikolai Hapsik, then he should say a little Kriyashma with them. Because of this consideration, not because of Nikolai Kriyashma, because of the dinner, punishment of king, should I look at all my king?
But everybody thinks he's Kriyashma, everybody's supposed to say it. And he'll be sitting there and just thinking, there was no reason they'll see that he's not saying it.
That's what he's more like Takashi, the Nicholas, the Jewish Ashrina. That's the new thing more like Takashi.
Yes.
It's the same thing. I mean,
yeah.
It's not going to work out the details of this. When is it near a kid? When is it near to parakol? That doesn't matter what it's about. This is the shadow that, when you have to say Kriya Shema, and this one is the Nisach like a Kriya, so this one the answer is like a brother. The Pandit Mahdi said in the Shul, the same Kriya Shema have to say along. How much you have to say along? How much does the Balkari have to be Mahari with them? But it shouldn't look like, a parakol. The Bayan Pantam, how much? The whole Kriya Shema from the beginning to the end. Sometimes they only the Tati Kriya and Baal Shem Kriya Shema. And it's going to be careful. I can imagine that the little fastidious nature as they have the only contribution to Hashem. And we can't recommend that if it's not the Shashat HaTzak, you should say the whole Christian. Let's say, I take here one time to say creation. So then I'm battling with the Minyan Chavach Mishka Beth. I got to say the whole creation. Even though they're already halfway through the Shema Lash, and I'm still from creation, I got to say. But let's say, I really battled by the first Minyan. And now I'm being Mabasaj during the second Minyan. And they give up the creation, so I have to say a law. So look at then you look at Saitashma and Barshe. That is a myth, I see that I should say till MS and then, and there, by the time I get to the middle of the first Barshe, they're already up to MS. So I can keep on going. So that's what it is, they're right there already. So I don't have to go any further. I should say, you should say all the three Barshes with the three verbs if they're still saying with three Barshes. So they finish early, I'm not going to keep on saying by the way, if they finish the Kriyashma.
Why doesn't this apply to the Krishna
in the verse?
The first
part
of the Krishna.
The
whole part of the
Yeah.
Why don't
they? Sure.
You're
not
Krishna of
the... Yes. If you're in a place with much of if you're in a place with much
of the you not always...
Yeah, it was the same. It
should
be right. In some, the Chazim says it's true. You say Hashem, so you say how thousand years, you say Shema Yisrael Hashem, okay, Hey Shin Mem. Why are you saying you have a dream out of the earth? You say the person you have a mind out of the earth to the creation. So we plan to say it later on, okay? So therefore, Mahad is the power of the girl's sheep, and the sheep in the Kubet, and the end of the Mishnah, so they have, if you have the person to say Shema, before Hashema, Shalei, I'll say Rabbacham, that you think you're going to miss the Zman Krishna. But then you should. Then you should say all the Gimel Parshas and have a mind for the earth. But if you're pretty sure that you want to make Kriya Shema this man way, so then you shouldn't say Shema. So how do you say Shema? So you give different answers. Say have a mind for the earth. Say leave out a couple of words here and there. Say Hashem instead of all the problem of you. Okay. So the same answer here. Okay. And make all the same words. Not a good kilo. No. So that's like more of a problem of personal truth. You're not going to touch it up. I'm going to talk to him at all. That's not me. There ain't a certain part of it. Kedusha. I already done by the first meeting. No, I'm not a savior. Well, I don't have to answer Kedusha. Well, I don't need it at the end of the meeting. No, that's the meeting. Didn't say Kedusha. That's the child. I'm going to say Kedusha for a different meeting. And now this minion is going to speak because they say you're going to read it. So the minion is, as you say along, you're going to read it. What do I need it for? Welcome. If you don't say along, you're going to read it. It looks like punishment on people. But it's one should be Grisha. So the answer, even though you're going to dabble in another minion, you answer based on this minion.
In the Balkan.
Yeah. after what happened. So we're not going to discuss how much I'm going to be mapping, because he's never going to finish his once we map sketch. How much should he say along with the team? He's going to give you sure how much he should say along. Yes, if you're in a place with Nicola Haptics in the middle of a Gemara, a place is a tongue, then you should say certain parts together with the team. I like you in a mock my daughter laughed, like in Sukkot is in the Krishna. But then there's no time of punishment after that. But he didn't, I'm mock my daughter laughed, you haven't heard. So let's see the Gemara. So let's finish up. Please, this says, we haven't heard a lot of people done. You might even hear to if it's a Shatan Chazaru, because there's a debate of them. You have to have Dachta Amiri. Even though you only must know the other, but you need the Amiri Chosh. We talk about the Heir to Dibadon, if he says that he is the Heir to the Hero, so let him ready for answer with his lips, if he says it's not there. Hakana says it doesn't apply, the Mokka is the Deraita. The Segment, he was Craig the Gemara, says, Heer Lach Dibadon, what is he accomplished by me? Huh? The Abnezer says, they should recall on Kulai, Oistin Dug, who are you, 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 who So let him be paying attention to something because we have to pay attention to that. They're saying, why is it not? I have a question, but tell us what you have to know. He should participate with the Tzibah to the best of his ability to participate. That's what his ability is only right here. Frank the Gemara asks, well, what about Davin Ishmanes? You let him be Mahar by the Ishmanes? Okay, everybody starts with Davin Ishmanes. Nahari, Tzibah, the Davin Ishmanes, but I took the most name of the Mishnah later in the next Mishnah. How do I need the Tzibah? You need to catch up. Okay, we started the Davin Ishmanes by mistake. He forgot that he was not allowed to Davin. So it says in Mishnah, well, you don't tell him to stop davening a little, something kind of the Rabbanim that prohibits him from davening. Every time he should abridge every single bracha. Now she says, he can't call bracha bracha, should abridge it. But why does he say should abridge it? It's,
what is he saying? Why is the abridgment?
If a person is in violation of Hakam Sedri, he's done 20 pages of the davening, but then he's done 2 pages instead. He learns a lot, so let him learn a little. And little, Shman Esra, I finished him there. So you see, so this Mishnah then is only for the Yevra, the Gemara, the Medai. Time of the Yaskos, the whole reason why we allow him to be trapped here, because we're holding the nibble. Oh, my Yaskos, but if he didn't start yet, oh, Yaskos, he shouldn't start. And he shouldn't start, like this person, he shouldn't start, not only ID, people shouldn't start, he shouldn't even start by the day here. Every proves this in the mission. He shouldn't even dive an idea here. That's much more than our mission. That's the only two exceptions to the rule of Yerus HaMazim and Kri Yashma. Nothing else, he shouldn't even be Mahara at all. Craig Digimara, why not? Why not say Shizim? Like Rav Mazim explains within Rav Shizim, it looks terrible. Kadei Shulai Yehu Kamal Maskim Rav Hu Yashim is possible, so he should participate along with it. Yes. If you're in a place where Tata and a half years, you should do whatever you can do to cover your eyes and should look to the best of your ability.
Okay, that's right.
If he's able to stay along, he should act. Stay along with the half years, they stay along. If he's able to stay along, at least he should act it out as if he's staying along. It's not yet, if a brother says there's enough reason, that's how he's talking, it's enough reason. Brother says there's a consideration that he shouldn't. He should go along with the tzibah, so let him do the same if he happens to be in shul. Let him do the same Ashmadash. And the Mashani Tzibah Gleit in Mahashma. The whole problem only is by Kriya Shema, because it contains Kabbalah from Mahashma. My davening doesn't have. Achdus Hashem, what about Shem? That looks kinder in his case of the... What about that Shem? Alright, because I'm not going to ask the Leif in Mahashma, and there's no Kabbalah from Mahashma in the bench, we're going to Kriya Shema. This man says, the Mishra, I'm not going to talk about Rachman and Rachman Tzibah, he's Mahar the Bechus Amozen. So what's the Kabbalah of Mahashman? He might say, no, no, not like we said before, that the only one is Kabbalah from Mahashman. And even the right there we say, all davening, all brothers have Kabbalah from Mahashman. But we're more mocked than a mitzvah, the right than a mitzvah, the rabbon. Not because we're immune to the grain. No, he's not used to anything by this, by you. So if you should go along with the tzibah and the din of the right. Everyone does the makrish, my bichs are not only the din of the right, and tzibah is only the rabbon.
It's more like the Rambam, the tzibah is also the right, so he has to be in his power also.
Yes, that's one of the Ramban's kashas. The Ramban has a mistake on this, the whole series of kashas. They quote all the Gemara. This is one of the Gemara. You see from this Gemara, I'll be kashas because Tzibah is their right. The Ramban has a Tzibah is their right. The Ramban has a Tzibah is their right and one Tzibah already there. And the Tzibah of the Ramban will get something like this. Two kashas. He's having Myra's last night.
And then he became a barbarian in the middle of the night. Then in the morning, he comes to shul and says, he has to go to mikveh. But the mishkan there says, he was only the rabbonah, so he's very dumb. Or even if he didn't daven at night, he can daven later. He'll go to mikveh 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and he'll daven in mikveh. The rabbonah says, oh, he's a bachayah, once a day, every day is the right, and that always be seen as other. The Rambam holds like that. He says that the Nusach is only the Rabban. How many times a day is only the Rabban? Yes, but he's not davening anything over here. So while Kerry doesn't daven anything over here, what does he want to say it's only the Rabban? Unless he said the Kosh, he already davened Iris. And the Rambam holds that's the Shaila. According to the Rambam, that Tefila once a day, every day is the right. How do you determine once a day, every day? Every day goes from place after place, from Nacht to Nacht, like Shabbos and one to and so on, Tefila Tzema. But you say, no, God, when you wake up in the morning, by the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep, I want to say Tefila the right once a day, every day. That's a Shalom.
This came up before, and the Kohanim makes the favor, they start the thing in the night.
Okay, now the Gemara goes right there. Once he mentioned that Birchas HaMazon is the rice, but davening is only the Rabbanu, so the Gemara says, how do you know that Birchas HaMazon is the rice? I'm Rabbi Yudam Arab. You know that Birchas HaMazon is the rice. Who says that it's the rice? What is it? That's what it says. It says, you're half of the Shabbat, you're the rachta. The only question you had was, whether the Kazayit is the rice, the Bechor is the rice, the Zviya, the Shia, anything. But the principle, at least the principle, that sometimes it's Birchas HaMazon is the rice, that's what it says. מלאי בתכס הצרה בפניה, אמן הצרה, I didn't know you have to recite the bracha תכס הצרה before you start to learn that's a din the right to shalem כי שם השם אקרא הרב הגוד הרב הלוקן what's exactly the drush כי שם השם אקרא הרב הגוד הרב הלוקן what about the rashi כי שם השם אקרא כי שבא מוישה this is where כי שם השם אקרא is the beginning of הזינו so he says כי שבא מוישה יוצח בדיבי שירה when he starts to shirah הזינו אמר להם ישראל אני אברך תחילו, I'm going to recite ברכת הצהר, יתן אנו אחריי אמן. No, no, he says, Hashem, Hashem, Ekro, when I will recite the Birchas HaTorah, you say Amen, Hava Godel Elokeinu, you say Amen, that's how Rashi translates, Hashem, Hashem, Ekro means, when I say the Birchas HaTorah, Hava Godel Elokeinu means, you answer Amen. How do you know? Because that's what this means. Achim, first let the Yume, that's what I'm done. You might say the Yume, how do you know when you hear somebody say a bracha and you have to say amen? Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
So this is the first time
which Rabbeinu
told them
their sins. Yes.
That's
what they asked. That's what the Achrayim asked and the Mepharshim asked. Why didn't you say Birchas HaTorah from Bereishis till Ayinu? Why did he wake up? And he's holding by Nila. He's holding by his spirit. All of a sudden he's up to Birchas HaTorah. Why didn't he say Birchas HaTorah in Mitzrayim and Romeo or some earlier day? The time of the Achrayim when it tells me that he quotes this one Achrayim. They say that the whole time Moshe Rabbeinu just opened his mouth and Shechinim got better than Tav Brona. He didn't say anything. You have to say Birchas HaTorah. He spoke to Shechinim and the Harab of Dibre Torah Mechal HaTaksim. The Harab of Dibre Torah doesn't have to recite Birchas HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu never said a word. He just opened his mouth. Like a puppet. And Shechinim was speaking. So he didn't have to say. But the word Nisakir in the Shechinim was holding by Nira and Zayin Adar when he was about to die. So it's in stock of many shchil and it needs to be many of mine. It's a chokhma, right? She writes a rush. It's no longer like a mayin on a vea. He didn't have the shchil in that verse in Tav Brona. So then he was saying, at the oishi kresh, with his own kreches, he was saying, hazinu. So then he was saying, because he's got to say, Birchas HaTorah. That's why some of them said, I would say, no, that he always said, Birchas HaTorah. He wrote it over here, so the Gadishon dictated to him that he should write it over here. The way Rashi learns,
the way Rashi learns Kishem Hashem Eto, when I will be, when I complete reciting the Birchot HaTorah, you say Amen.
Yes, it doesn't really say anything the Feirish over here, the Tachlis. That's why the Nitzvim is Bir HaKodesh has a different interpretation, not like Rashi here.
The Nitzvim quotes the Hadbam of Ramban al HaTorah, where the Ramban writes, HaTorah Kula, Shmeis HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From the Rashi, it's simply anything Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is Shmeis HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shmeis HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is, Shmeis HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu means like a shame, is a description of this thing. These are full of mercy, these are taking for them. This is a cup, and this is a lemon, and this is a piece of paper. That's a shem. A shem is a description of what the essence is. So when you say, what does it mean? That the Torah, the Din HaTorah, are a description of Elokut. If you want to know what the Ravanish one is like, this is a description of Elokut. You can't really give the full formula if you would have, if the Ravanish one had given the full formula, no one would understand what it is. That's what one of the philosophers writes. Even the Dice of Hayitzah. If I would understand what the essence of the Ravanish one is like, I mean, that would be God himself. The only one who really understands all the curses in the Baruch Hu himself. The Baruch Hu had to give a mashal, and a mashal of a mashal, a mashal of a mashal, a mashal had to give a mishal. So the Torah is really a kashiyam, a mashal akad maini, the Rashi HaKadosh, and Taj Mishkat and Kodosh, that's what he says to the Torah. But the Torah is a mashal of a kadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean a mashal? This is a description of all the curses. When the Pasuk says, Hishem Hashem Ekor, then it's this type of Zion. When I will recite Sukkim, of a God of the Torah, you better say the Birchot HaTorah. We better say the Birchot HaTorah before we learn. Not like Rashi learned. Yeah. Rashi says, Keshem Hashem Eko means when I recite the Birchot HaTorah, you say Amen. And then the Tzim interprets that that's not what the Gemara says. He says that the Ramban writes in Hashem Zechon, the Torah of Kodesh, the Torah of Kodesh, the Torah of the Gemara in Birchot, he says, Keshem Hashem Eko means when I will learn Torah, which is Shmoy Tashara Kodesh Baruch Hu, we better together recite the Birchot HaTorah in advance. When I'm about to recite Torah, we better recite the Birchot HaTorah. It's the same Maskonic, but it's a different way of interpreting the process. So these two ideas, that Birchot HaTorah l'fonahu is the Raisa, and Birchot HaMazon l'achava achila is the Raisa. What about the other two? What about Birchot HaTorah l'achila? We don't say Birchot HaTorah l'achila, it means when we get an Aliyah. The other doesn't say Birchot HaTorah, when the other says that the Yom, but you're not finished with the Mitzvah. The Gemara says that the Bnei Malov used to say a bracha when they took off the tzitzit. Because they hold, it explains the need, because they hold a Laila Lazman Tzum. You have to take off the tzitzit by Laila. And if it's not a Gemara, it's not a Mishnah, they will get through all day long. That's the issue I did, either in HaTorah, but they haven't checked what's going on. Get an aliyah, so there's no takana that I've done, there's no dinner right, there's no takana that you have to lay in the aliyah, call it to the kumah, and you have to kick a lane. No, it's a negotiation shiur. There's a shiur over here, just lay a couple of tukim, there's a minimum, that's the one to lay a minimum for the aliyah, that's all, you can stop at the end. So by an aliyah, when you finish, you feel the time and shul, then there's a takana that I've done to say brach lach leh also. When a guy is first to learn, he's one to learn shiur. So you have to finish with the mitzvah sometimes, you're going to finish later, you're going to keep on learning later. So there's no brach lach leh. So Rabbi Yechanan adds on, Rabbi Yehudah says that Birchot HaMazon after the meal is the right, Birchot HaTorah l'fanah is the right. Rabbi Yechanan adds on, Birchot HaTorah l'achleha is also the right. He's going to suggest that Birchot HaNehenin, Hamaytri, is also the right. That's what it sounds like. He's going to claim that that's also the right. Yeah. So he says, Lamai, what are you going to say? The Rama holds that it's a chelik and a mitzvah Talmud Torah. To enhance the mitzvah Talmud Torah, you should learn Torah and recite a bracha bikur. So he says that's not a good explanation because the Rama himself counts as two different mitzvahs, Havrach bikurim and mikra bikurim. So that shows that even though it enhances the mitzvah Havrach bikurim by reciting a Rama Yavdam, but you still count it as two different mitzvahs because sometimes you have maybe the intercourse.
the best thing that you do is have to make the mitzvah, that's one mitzvah which we're doing, and there's another mitzvah, just like the Rambam himself has two different mitzvahs, two different parshas. And we start with the relationship before I'm not prepared to make the Shem Rokeva. And then later on, Chum is born, it says, so the two different mitzvahs in Europe, the mitzvah of Tamatar is in one person, and the mitzvah of Tamatar is in another person, so the Ramban claims they should be granted as two mitzvahs. The only possible answer is that the Ramban holds it, only the Ramban answer says, he doesn't go for that, he holds that this is Rosh Hashanah Derei. That's how the Mishnah Berurah is passing, it comes from Shadisari, it passes like the Ramban, the Bukha Tatar is the righteous. The person is specific when he says Bukha Tatar, and then he woke up in the morning, and he's there for sleep, and he doesn't remember whether he said Bukha Tatar. Actually, it's a prophet, the righteous of him. He says, you have to say, you have to say about all the Bukha Tatar, we say two or three Bukha Tatar in the morning. You have to say all of him, it's specific, you say Cheshwan, Shabbat. You could be Selech and Abiyah, but yeah, but if you didn't say the Bechat HaTeh, you'd be Selech and Abiyah. But right now, before, he's going to say Tzuk and Azim, he's going to say Bechat HaTeh, he's not Tzuk and Azim. So if he was Tzuk, if he said it, so stop it to write to the Zimre, let him say it again. That's how the Mishnah Berurah talks with it. Why don't we stay at Bracha Lasha before we go to sleep?
Learn at night, you can maybe learn it. May get out of the
I don't know.
But
he
could say it again next
morning. Yeah. Yeah, because he had it. I don't know. That's why the Chan used to tell over a story that his brother had a dream. His brother, which brother was it? The other way. No, it's a different brother.
Paul.
Well, I think, yeah. The first brother had a, came to the father, the Shlomo brother came to the father to visit him in Frankfurt. He went with him. For a while, a couple of weeks, he didn't know the testimony. And then he went back home, wherever he lived. But then he had a very strange dream that he dreamt that he was running with the father, and the father told him in his dream, close the Gemara, and say, Abraham Hashanah, from every time he sent. Say, Abraham Hashanah, correct. He sent the father a letter. What is it? They had no telephone, whatever. He didn't tell him up. He sent the father a letter. What's the interpretation of the dream? So the father understood the chat in the dream was that he was going to die. Because you only say the Bracha Shel Acharei when you're finished. When you finish the person is never finished. There's no Bracha Shel Acharei on Talmud Torah, only the Tzibur. Because you finish the Aliyah, but the Yochid never says the Bracha Shel Acharei. So the father didn't want to challenge him to do the correct interpretation of the Jew. So Tachar, the Tzibur, he does. That would be interpretation of the Jew. That you only say the Bracha Shel Acharei when you finish. So right, when you finish your... I don't know, why do you say Bracha Shel Acharei in the morning? Every day, why do you say Bracha Shel Acharei?
I don't know. It was a hashtag number,
You're not supposed to make the hashtag. Because Major Abedin says Kishen Shemekrism proclaims to them Parshat Hazim is going to give over all the word to them. So maybe it's only the Aftan Lutheran is a rabbi, only the Tzibur. Maybe the Aftan Lutheran is a rabbi, maybe the Bichat Altera is only the rabbi. But that's the proof. The Torah as well wants to say that the Shwal Balozhina, that Rav Chaim's father-in-law, the son of Abedin Tzibur, as a speaker turned in his face about it. He claims that Machlek is the Babu Nishan, that Nishan holds that it's only the right to learn the Tzibur, the Tamatar of the Tzibur, and the Tashtas in the Babu is not so. The Tzibur is the right to learn the Tzibur, not only the Tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah proves that, the Mishnah Berurah was a private person, he woke up in the morning and he had to sleep and he doesn't remember if he said Tzibur Tzibur. He's talking about the Shah Tzibur, and he's talking to say over, that's not Tamatar of the Tzibur, that's Tamatar of the Yochit.
He looks at Tzibur 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 Tzibur.
No. The Pashtus is that we assume from the Hepach in Yerushalayim, we assume Bichat Hatzer is their right to, when everybody wakes up in the morning before they're about to learn at the stage of the Zimmer, they should recite Bichat Hatzer. Once you recite Bichat Hatzer, you get an Aliyah, so they need to repeat the Bichat Hatzer when you get an Aliyah. That's only the Rabbanan. That's the Takana the Rabbanan to repeat it. We can say that already, we can call it at Sibur. The Pashtus is we assume from Hatzer, that they clear that the Bichat Hatzer, that one recites before an Aliyah is only the Rabbanan, if you already said Bichat Hatzer in the morning. But they,
The Kerala has this in the children, and it's here for the meaning that they have in any community, that they lay from the Sefer Torah on Shavuot night or on Hashanah Rabbah night.
So they have the Kriya Tatar of the Tzvika, but they don't say any brochas because there's no Tachan of Chacham. But he says that the Rabat, according to Yisham, the Rabat when it's the Tzvika, the Rabat when it's the Tzvika, the Mika Gira of Tzvika, that's the question. On Friday night for the Shabbat Tikkun Leili in the morning. So he claims yes. And he says, you think if you want to, Mikra Din Yikalein in Kriya Tatera of Yontif, Alea Yontif and Ara, but Araya is, and Alea from Hasera, Yilein Kriya Tatera, and what's the Kriya Tatera all about? I said, this is it. This is the Kriya Tatera from Yontif morning. This is the Kriya Tatera. Even though you're laying the wrong thing, It's questionable whether that's the chat in the mini that says I carried on with all the... All day long. Separate takkara was whenever you lay. Even if you're not mukhriya to lay, whenever you lay. So that's a shayla. We'll take it as a prayer on a Wednesday morning. We'll lay. In other words, like the young hakan amleel from Chassel. Unless you said like the night jam. The real jam is there. And the real jam is spotting up. The meaning is that we choose to lay, but Mikra Adin, if we were playing, we would have any meaning at all, because he would be Yaitse, the Kriya Tatera, and the Yontas. Yes, that's how the Masham says, that's how the Masham says, that's the Dimitsis says, and he has a Shubha, that's how he dedicated, it was Achnas, the Secretary in Chicago, on a Sunday, and they were dancing and singing in the street, and then they decided when they brought the Secretary to the show, they decided, let's play Kriya Tatera, and they gave a couple of Aliyahs, and the Shabbat was, maybe he said, Brachas Olat Tomer, what were they giving Aliyahs on a Sunday morning in the middle of nowhere? So they sent the Shiloh to the Nesir. So he passed him, he sent the children, he sent to the Nesir Dara. So he said, yeah, he told that it was a drop of the bottle. He said, listen, what is it on a Monday or Thursday? And they on which day it's free. So I said, even if they're writing from a different schedule, even if they were all out there already, and if they're on which day it's free, it's a third. If you're writing a second time, and a different Aliyah, it's also good. So they're on which day it's free, it's a third time. Sunday! On a Tuesday and a Wednesday, that's not so much. How does any people understand the layout from Kassar? Because it's only understands what the Mashiach is and his truth and the doctor. That it's on a day on his TV, so he can learn him the way that he wants.
Well, he's on the young man at night, right?
No, he's doing nothing. I remember when I told you that when we went to the Chief Rabbi II, when we were in World War II, in Ariel. And he thought that we can learn whenever we have opportunity. But we cannot stop it. We could not die and learn, and we could not learn one day. Whenever we have opportunity, there is a sheet on the side of the Shulchan Aruch that goes like this. The Moshe Rabbeinu made a takana, the Gemara says in Baruch Ha, Moshe Rabbeinu made a takana, the Leoch is Reshet Yomim, the Lenot the Moim. So the Gemara gives our Derech HaDrash, that Moshe, this is referring to the takana of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Leoch is Reshet Yomim, the Lenot the Moim. That they should have Kriyas HaTere, within every three days. They made a takana to Leila on Monday, and Thursday, and Shabbos, so 3 days shouldn't go back. So the Shabbos, what if they heard Kriyas HaTere? Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, and then there was no Mingan, and there was no Kriyas HaTere on Monday. They didn't have an opportunity. They laid on Tuesday, and noted that it shouldn't be Shabbos and Sunday like that. Because from Shabbos to Sunday to Monday, it's Tuesday, so that would be the third day. So the Atheris became on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. The big Shulchan Aruch says the first included in Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu. That if you didn't lay on Monday, you can lay on Tuesday. If you didn't lay on Monday, you didn't lay on Tuesday, then you lay on Wednesday, then it's neither here nor there. So you've already lost the Shloshes Yamim B'Lai Tayla, and it's not a day on which there's a Takanas Chacham. It says that now, but if you miss the raining on Monday, that's what he said. You miss the raining on Monday, then you can lay on Tuesday with a brush. So most of the athletes disagree. I think the Mishnah Berurah says we don't pass like that out there. If in a Shas HaTchak, if you come in Shas HaTchak, you have no brain. What are you going to say? You shouldn't rain, period. But in Shas HaTchak, you rely on that Terra Cain. If you rain to your Terra, it's within every 3 days. Okay. So Machulish. It's still even at 30. Yeah, that's the Machulish. We're passing that not. We passed him that night. The Rambam in the Tshuva writes that the meaning was all over and saying that he's delaying from Pasulah to Israel. We know that he's delaying back then. That's what he writes in the Tshuva. That he's delaying from a Pasulah to Israel. But the Rambam in Yarech HaZokah says otherwise. The Rambam in Yarech HaZokah gives you a Hilchos of the Torah, all the dinim, what constitutes a Kashrut Eter, when is it possible? And then he says, and what's the significance of knowing what his Kashrut one's preference is. He writes exclusively, if you have a Pasulah to Israel, you cannot blame Kriyas HaTorah. So it's a spirit in the Rambam and the Shulga, and the Rambam and the Yarech HaZokah, so the case of Mishnah on the side of the Rambam and the Yarech HaZokah thought that the Rashbam and the Shulga is the spirit. The spirit is the same between that the Rambam writes in the Shulga that this was always all over in Spain, they did it all over. And the Yarech HaZokah, so that's the fact, yeah, it is not the Mishnah. The spirit. Yes. Some Achrayim gave, some Kedalim wanted to give a test to say that there's no spirit in here. If you look in the Tshuva Rambam, the only Kerizim are wrong. It's a Seirish. He says he's laying up there. It's a Seirish he's laying up there. He's managing to still agree to what he writes in the Yarech HaZokah. So he talks to the way he says in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says like the Rambam in the Yarech HaZokah. That if you don't have a Kashrut to the Seirish, you just don't wait. He can have a Zeichari. You can have a Zeichari to create a Seirish. So you can have someone get up and bring from a Kerizim with a Kerizim and drop it. You can make a Zeichari. Okay. Or you can learn to be Ezer. But they say to quote like that, if you have it, if you echo through the schedule, and then you realize that it's a very possible, so strictly speaking, you should require to start all over again from the beginning. But in the end, we rely on the Rambam, and we say you don't have to lean over at all those different that you lean about. You just go and take out another sister, you lean kind of up, but even there, the Achrayim suggests, and Mr. Gura quotes, the Achrayim suggests that if you can possibly squeeze in 7 aliyahs from here to the end, you should try to do that. In other words, to treat it as if you weren't going to anything until now. That's what Rashi Oleshi suggested, that even more, he said, if you can possibly get the union, if they won't stone the rabbi, if you can possibly get the union to start from the second to the third from the very beginning. Not that only from here to the end. If you can start from the beginning of the study and lay over everything, in other words, to make ourselves, then that would be preferable, not to rely on the Rambam even to the other.
So Rambam says that the Yad, you rely on the Rambam.
But why do you have to come to the Rambam to rely on the Rambam because you could have learned all day? Is that a special case that you have to learn this whole parasha that speaks?
Yeah.
The mashlim all the parasha is on the
Rambam? Yeah.
But if we're going to leave that out, we said it's not, we're not even writing, we're not even trying to write to finish everything. We're not trying to make a seal. We're going to try to make the seal to the best of your ability.
Yes, one thing that the Rambam is asking with the Ramban, that the Chassar is a license, that he doesn't have to count it as a separate mitzvah, because he holds like that's where the Rambam rejected. That it blends in to be part of the mitzvah sandwich. Yeah. Ramban brings two svaras, he brings two examples. One example is from Mikra Dikurim, the Kabbalah Dikurim. The other example is strange. The other example is Sita Yitzhak and Shrine with Achilas Matzah. He says everybody, the Rambam counts Matzah as a separate mitzvah. Sita says now a separate mitzvah, why don't you just say that the one supplements the other, which one supplements? And the Sita Yitzhak and Shrine supplements the Matzah.
But if you don't have Matzah, there's no paper, you don't have to put the Sita sign either. It's like a book on Birkas at all. No, you don't.
Yeah, the man should be smart and
wrong. So therefore, it's just like a Birkas at all. Because if you don't have the paper, so you wouldn't say this.
But it's a very striking muscle that he did. You know, the Ramban holds interesting that the CPT of Zion is given for the purpose of being Mazgut to enhance the Mazgut. It's very what the Mitzvah Mazgut is all about. Usually don't think like that. Usually the CPT of Zion is a separate Mitzvah, but there's a condition. You can always fulfill CPT of Zion. With all your visual aids, you have to have type of Mazgut on the left of that. You have to be able to demonstrate something. Not just enough to give a lecture. You have to give a lecture and show up. While it's there, especially, you have to shake the mirror, shake the Mazgut. You have to show something. The Ramban understands more than that. Not some, you need a demonstration in the middle of a lecture. The whole lecture is to be mazbe the mitzvah of achilas. And nonetheless, we counted as two mitzvahs. Therefore, we should count this as two mitzvahs also. Okay, this is what said Ramban when he argues with the Ramban. So then, Nachamot, the Rav Yudah says in the name of Rav, we know that the Birchat Hamazon is their Isis, that's the Pashuk Shem, the Pashuk, and Birchat HaTorah is their Isis. Now comes what Yechon and he says, we can also derive that Birchat HaTorah Miachleho is Minatera, and Birchat Hamazon Lechoneho, Hamotzi Lechon Ha'aretz, is also a Minatera. What's the Kal V'chaimah? Lomad of Birchat HaTorah Miachleho is Birchat Hamazon Mi Kal V'chaimah, Birchat Hamazon Lechoneho is Birchat HaTorah Mi Kal V'chaimah. Sounds like he's saying that everything is their life. What's the Kal V'chaimah? Birchat HaTorah Miachleho is Birchat Hamazon Mi Kal V'chaimah. What's the Kal V'chaimah? Ma'amazon, so he says that all four are their rights. So the Farah Rechleh, by eating and by telling anything of their rights. What's the Kabbalah Chayma? Ma'amazon, she ain't a Tom Brachel, it's Fana. No, the land, Tom Brachel, the Achlov, telling she tuna with Fana, ain't a deal, isn't the Kabbalah Chayma, she tuna with Achleh. Then he makes the Kabbalah Chayma, the 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 Chayma, And the Hasdorah and Hasdorah said that the Dilip lies there in ABC, so the Dilip hasn't found the next YZ. But that's a Kabbalah in the day, that's a strong man, that's something that's a strong Kabbalah. And Kabbalah in the Nechav Lachadero is a little bit weaker. So the last Kamin is an Allah, and Kabbalah in the Nechav Lachadero, it doesn't always apply. Kabbalah in the day, in a certain sense, is strong. Yeah, Allah, if the Maskan is going to hold it all for the right, everything is wrong. The two Kabbalah are safe for each other.
Rashi has the kasher. Rashi over here, where Rabbi Kirei has the star. Rashi says, "En tam bach lefan of kolayma." Okay, kolayma. It's not the pasuk of Shabbat in the Gemara. Kolayma, what the Gemara is driving at is shalomatina lamikra mefurish lebarach lefana. Not that he says, "Nah, bazer sheinem arach lefana." You don't say amosi. No, you do say amosi. Rabbi Yechon said it's the right, but the Kabbalah is based on the fact that there's no beferish of pasuk. The Beferishit Pasuk is only from the Akron. So, and by Bichas HaTeira, it says Beferishit the Pasuk that you say Lufana. That's a Kal Chayma. The Kal Chayma are based not on, on Bilim. But here, you don't say Lufana, you don't say the Akron. It's based on Suki. Here is the Pasuk, and here is no Pasuk. The Eichel. It's a different kind of a Kal Chayma, yeah. But today he gives him a shalom. There are cases in the Gemara, the cases point out like that. That the Gemara making the Kalachim and Benach Lachaber, not that the din is here like this and the din is there like that. No. What does it say the Seirish in the Tarsus? What's Tarsus of Chsam and what's Tarsus about this? You can make a Kalachim on that also. Still a Shlerish, still says to each other. It's a Shlerish, people of Gemara. We know Lachaber that it's only the Rabbanon. The Gemara says later, then I'm making that money, it's only the Rabbanon. The Gemara says, the reason why it's not our Mishnah is because the Mishnah says the only two things that the Valkyrie Mahara is the Kriya Shema Nibenshi, because they're the Berai, so I'm making that money, it's only the Rabbanon. So we know the Seirish that it's the Kiyuk to the Gemara. The Gemara says, well, it says the Seirish in the Mishnah, I'm not going to talk about it, I'm not going to talk about it. The Seirish in the Mishnah is that I'm making it only the Rabbanon, the Bechat Amodin is the Rai. That's what he called it our Mishnah. That's what he quotes his name on Amish.
The
business of Chokhman, he's told the right, he told us that the Gemara, yeah. Because the Gemara, when the Gemara says you can use it with the Kavachim, it's the Gemara, maybe there's a special Svara, why by benching, why by food, you're only saving after Rachi afterwards. And I'm asking, is only the Rabbanon? And why by Tayyar, it's only the right to the Fanon? And I should not tell on the Esther Ali, it's only the Rabbanon. Why? So the Gemara says, Tayyar is Chayyar Yayram, so it makes sense only to say Abracha before. And Moses, if he came to Ellis, it makes sense to only have Bracha Akro. What do those words mean? Yeah. Because this is Nevet, HaFrono, Senef, you only say Akro. Because this is Chayyar, HaFrono, Senef, you have Akro. You have to understand the health of the Gemara. That's what the Meshach Chachma talks about. That by food, huh? I'll leave it to but in a different way. One is one is equal like, one is gotten to like. The first thing I thought that they should be crazy. And then Mike says, no, that this is different. This is gotten here. Say, Nehesh, Ken Chayyam, this is looking, this is gotten to ask. One of them is, that by the gotten here, it only makes sense to you after you got the Amosh. You came to him, and then you say the Brahma. I tell you, what's looking is, you think in advance. That has to do with thinking, so you can already play it in advance, so then it makes more sense to say the Brahma before. You have to wait till you actually experience. That's what he wants to say. So what's Black Lamaskar over here? What's their Raisa? What's their Rabbanon? Kriyashma is their Raisa, we said. Benching is their Raisa. Yechaz Kriyashma is only the Rabbanon. And Amritin is only the Rabbanon. That's the Pashit Shat in Ahimah. And more later, in the beginning of the case of Mevorkin, there's the whole discussion, how do you know? No, how do you mean? I'm Laman Hamad Allah. How do you know that you said Brachim? Before you eat food, so the Mor has a Pashit, the Mor has another Pashit. Any more Dinsach? But the Gemara says, Emma, 6 lines from the bottom of the Omer, Lama Hemadal. Emma, don't the Gemara, Svaru, Arsha Lalad, Shira, Ibn Al-Mazah, Ebba Lai, Brother, first of all, it's not like that in any of these two teams, everything was only Asmach. Everything is only a remnant. The real Mokar is the Svaru, so it's a short time, it's that the Gemara says in the Tzubis, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Lama Lai Kura, Svaru, the Gemara says in the Gears to Rasha Asha, and the Gears to Amrit Mechalai Harai, you don't need a pasuk for certain meaning. Whatever is common sense, whatever is dictated by common sense, you don't need any pasukim for. So whatever is a svara becomes a dinaraisa. And the Gemara says that this is a svara, also a rabbi shir harim and al-mazab, like bracha, that was a svara that it should be brought back to become a dinaraisa. What do you think of the Gemara here? What do you think of the Gemara by the Balkari? The Gemara just proved in the mission that it's only the Rabbanim. So the Tereshia says, Luhi, Dibri, Rav Yishen, what does Hashem say that Hamayti is only the Rabbanon? Oh, Shechatan Ha'eni. Along with the Rabbanon, so he says, Luhi, Dibri, Rav Yishen, he would have said, so we show him all that the Svar is only a Svar of the Rabbanon. The Svar of the is not the Mokha. What's the Rabbanon? She has a Rabbanon. I said, my brother is Nish Mokha. Mit Nazak of all the Yisman. But Taisha says the Shvur. The Gemara has a lot of times the Malik say, Ibai say the Kroa, Ibai say the Svar. But Taisha says, it's not all the time when the Gemara has that rush and it says on the side of the Daf, the look and the sentence and shows on that cross.
So that's why Shul says that Tasha, what do you mean if I say the prayer, Baitan the Svara? And if you wait, if you want, you can say Svara. So how can you say Baitan the Svara? What do you mean a Tasha for? This is Svara, not only for. But I just said, the interim, but you can bring the Baitan Svara, it's not a Mukhwa. But that's it. But also, that's what all the Shem can do. Mark says, no, not such a hot Svara, you can bring the Baitan Svara. It's not a Svara, there are not a Svara, more there are. It's because you want to. The difference on the end, and you want to do a Baitan. The Mishra wants to insist, no. The Mishra says, Svara means the absolute Svara, the right. The difference on the end is the right. But since it's only Svara, but Svara can drain a hint, can drain a hint, so he's a Valkyrie, so we say, if he has gotten the Hasvara and Hasvara, that he shouldn't say that. If he wouldn't be a Valkyrie, then the Svara would say that it's the right. Once he's a Valkyrie, so then he says, well, he's doing other things in a religious way. He's being a Hara in a Benshin, he's going to have a Benshin, he's a Hara in a Krishna. So the Svara is, in that case, the Svara and Hasvara is not to be a Hara in a Benshin. Because it's only a Svara, it would have been a part of it. That if some patients say, oh, you shouldn't say, come to the Rabban. No, it's because Lulu did what he showed me, he would have disagreed. I remember, I had a few shiur from Rabban. He said the Rabban Kotla always used to say, whenever he said the shiur, he always used to say the Fiyan Yuzdai. It's only in Europe when he said the shiur. He always used to say the Fiyan Yuzdai. So they told me when they were running away from the Nazis, he didn't know what to do, so there was a big fight, the new shiur, the Shemash Shechazan. They said that Lady Allen and others said they were going to kill that Lady Rubin. They said he's a racist, he's not going to give money to her. He didn't have a lot of money and he didn't want to give him. And now that the war's going to be over 1, 2, 3, they can stay in Europe and nothing will happen. And the other said, what are you talking about? You're going to kill everybody. No one knew what to do. The Malin, the Malin, and I said everything. So when they're fighting everything, so they said, what's up to a pharmacy on these guys? Like, apparently it was so local on his Russian. In the middle of the dispute, they said such a Russian.
Yeah.
I don't think the Kasha is far along.
Is there anything in the
prayer
that I can't understand?
You would think that mercy killing is a mitzvah? But why are the goyim holding a mitzvah? They have doctors who kill the patients. They kill patients and the government didn't punish them. The Greeks did like that. You can encourage Allah's doctor, there's a different thing. Sometimes it's the rich people are not fulfilling the mitzvah of the doctor, so you can encourage Allah's doctor, so you grant from the rich and you give to the poor. But sometimes they gave it to doctors.
I
can't remember. Sometimes you don't have to say right to anybody. There are cases when you have a right to be encouraged by Allah's doctor, but not all cases. So that's why you need a conflict, you see. That's what Rav Tzadi Gaon asks in Emunah Tzedeyo, he said if he has philosophical proof to the existence of God, and the philosophical proof to Rebbe Nachman and Father Eilish. So why did the Rebbe Nachman have to make a Jewish thing? Why did he have to tell us that he exists? And he demonstrated a Jewish thing and he told us that Rebbe Nachman, we would have figured it out philosophically, we would have figured out theological proof. Because the answer is because someone would have thrown a cup of diva. So I lie that there are people who are not Rameen. But that's the faith of saints. The faith is normally for us, that's what's as far as, what do you mean, the person? He wants to be by the same card when he says it's wrong, because they said, normally cross Baruch, so they say, because some of the Kumar Kappa things are. So that's why Taliban says the whole Jewish thing, the whole Maimon Hasina, that the Russian told us before the Amunah, it's because of the Kumar Kappa, that they were being there, so the Russian had to make, like a Mashirta. If a person thinks straight, he would understand it's always prohibited. But a lot of people wouldn't think straight. The Russian had to tell us, my Shirta under all circumstances, absolutely prohibited. We shouldn't think of it. But the Gemara says that doesn't make any sense. The Pasuk gives meaning to that because it's an absolute Torah that no one would be able to do. The places that you see from those could be modern intermittent. If something is an absolute svara, you don't need a pasuk. And the pasuk that sounds like it's teaching you that, it's reinterpreted to teach you something else. So how can you want to say in so many different places? Everybody say the card, everybody say the svara. Whenever it's anybody saying the svara, so you don't need a pasuk, so reinterpret the pasuk. So he says, no, those svara that I'm not so much. Someone would think that I'm not. Now the Gemara is going to debate whether what we just said is correct. Is this really correct that Kriyashma is the Raisa? We say Kriyashma and then she was there. Then she was the Raisa that thought that the Chavit was talking about. Maybe Kriyashma is only the Rabbana. The Gemara says, Omer, I view the Chavit called Kriyashma Shafit like Kara, Eim Echai de Bekaire. Kriyashma is only the Rabbana, the sake of the Rabbana, the Kulim. Chavit on the Eim is the Yad, the Chavit Lai Omer, Echai de Bekaire, Eim is the Yad. My time of Kriyashma, the Rabbana, the sake of the Rabbana, the Kulim. And if the Yad is the Raisa, because in the midst of the Chavit, you see it from Shavit and Tayyar. How can it be that Krishna is the Rabbana, not the Rav Yosef? What are you talking about? Shaita v'shach v'chol kol nako. But how was this? How can you say? And for the Gemara, Amal Rabbi, Rabbi was a Talmud Rav Yosef, yes, the Kasha. Who did you tell you who this is?
What?
What did that mean?
And you have to rest. When you get up, you know, chapter, this is Kriyashma.
But anyway, that's the Rabbi Yosef. The Shagasariya has a thief where he took Rabbi Yain and he wrote Parishas. He explains what Rabbi Yain is. Rabbi Yain is not done anymore. Adan is said to Shach B'chol Chol Nachol. He bars the book. You have to recite a parasha. The question of the Gemara is, why do we read every day Dafke this parasha? Shema V'chol Yom Shemaya. Why do we say that? Yain is because of the Tchiyat Shishim Tam. Why do we take on Shema V'chol Yom Shemaya? What's special? Is it because it says the Dibar Tabam in this parasha? In this parasha? It doesn't mean you can really take any parasha you want. Your favorite passion is the Yaitse, your favorite passion is Mishpatim, it's all Mishpatim. It's the Takon of the Rabbana that we recommend that everybody should say Shema Elohim Mishpat of the Haidi. So you say the Munah, the Munah is Hashem, Akhtus Hashem, the Sinus Hashem, and so on. Kabbalah Tamach Hashemayim is taught. So that's the issue in the Gemara, whether that's a is in the right that you have to learn after this Pasuk, you have to learn these Pashas, or is that aspect only the Rabbana, and I say you can say any Pashas. So that's what the Gemara says. Avada Kriyashma is their Raisa. It says that the Mishnah Kriyashma is their Raisa. No one's going to argue. But the Mishnah could mean that you should say some parashas. You should say some parashas every day. That's a Dinda Raisa. But it has to be that at this parashas. Maybe that's only the Rabbana. So the Gemara says, Sati Kara Kriyashma Sati Goy Kora. He woke up in Seat asleep. And his finger is missing a couple of pages. But then he you know, at the end of the morning, he doesn't remember if he said Kriyashma. Doesn't remember if he said Kriyashma with the Rabbana. Maybe he didn't say it. He's not sure. But he plans to go to the yeshiva to learn all day. He's going to learn that here in the afternoon. He's going to have a cup of coffee. After that, he's going to learn today. He's going to learn. He's going to learn something else. He's not going to... The Shaila is Kriyashma Derayta. You've got to say this parasha. So I'll stop it Derayta Mechum. He's got to say all of him with Sufi. But if Kriyashma Lav Derayta means the Mitzvah, but he bought the bomb just means to learn the Beitur. So if you... That's the halacha that says you have to say that Shema Lav Yom Shema, it's only the Rabbalah. So on the topic, whether you say Shema Lav Yom Shema, topic the Rabbalah Kulah. Because you plan to learn another couple of hours now. You want to learn something. So you're going to be able to do the rest. That's the machlokes. So the first Madama holds that the insistence, that's how the Rabbi Yehuda learns, the insistence on that to recite Shema Elohim Shema, that's only the Rabbanim. If you're going to learn something else anyway, so then if you have a topic where you say, creation has to speak of the Rabbanim Kum. And most of the Rishon, the Rambam doesn't pass like that. The Rambam passes like that. Lord, the Rama. So the Kriyashma is topic. Why? Because Kriyashma, they're right there. That's what you say, Kriyashma. That's the Shema, that's it in their life. Taisa is the Prechodesh point that it. Taisa is fasting like the first Madonna. The Kriyashma loves their life. The Kriyashma is loves their life. You must have heard from Shop to Maple, or I was in a place. The Abai Yifayem is Rabiudah's letter. So the Shai is, for the Lord, the five lines later, disagree. So we have the letter of Aleph, Aleph, Lord, and Tabitha, Kriyashma, Chayza, the Kriyashma. That's the Rambam's stuff. But if the Rebbe Kibbeg, it's Kuros HaMishnah. If the Prechadish points out that takes it, the time of the Kriyashma is Nishal, that's the Kriyashma love there. And we started the Mishnah yet, and that's it. The Kriyashma says that you can take it, the first place I'm taking it out says, you can make the Kriyashma after, shall I just after Tlaga Mincha. If you dab it early, before it takes the time, you can make it. Why? Because your beauty sheep is that you can dab in my ears. That's the plug I'm in for it. And do we pass like Rabbi Yehuda and Nazir? The Gemara says, there is no stop. David Kamara, David Kamara, because it's supposed to be right outside the car. It's optional. It's like crooked and up on the foot. It seems David and God is going to go up on it. It's not in their answer. So there is no hassle at all. But he's passing. Usually, if you walk around the wrong way. But here, apparently, it's not the time of the Rabbi Yehuda. You think it's good to know that if you do, that's the plug I'm in for it. You're not married. The Gemara says that one part's like Adil, one part's like Rabbah, let's attack like a separate. So it's optional if you want, you can damn my rest of Tzad HaMincha. If you want, you can wait, you can damn Mincha, then you can damn my rest of Tzad. So Taisi says that that track, the other Tzad HaRabbah, the other Tzad HaRabbah, is not limited only to davening Marish. When that's it, he's going to apply to Kriya Shema. How can it say the Tzad HaRabbah? How can it apply to Kriya Shema? It's a chastek of the right of the goodness. That is my right of reason, based on sake of the right of the goodness. It is obviously different sake of which he tells him. The common of the kind of the sake of the right of the goodness is the sake of the Kriyash Madam, right? Kriyash Madam is passing like the first Madam, I'm not muted. It's what we call Kriyash Madam, and the case of the Kriyash Madam. And the Rambam passes like a blogger, the Kriyash Madam. Yeah. 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 The reason why the Shliach Tzibur in some communities said they're in the Brachas out loud is to be mentioned in Tzibur based on the principle of Shemeh Tov and whatever that is. In Kriya Shema, the Rishon request from the Rishonim that you don't say Shemeh Kain. Everybody has to say on his own. You should say it out loud, not enough that you should hear, but not necessarily so loud that everybody in the show should hear. That's the question. And others say that the Rishami that says that you don't say Shemei HaTo'emet, like Krishna, that's only a symbol, you do that better. And I say, you do say Shemei HaTo'emet. No. If someone is an Enoch, if someone talks about how to say Krishna, he's going to mispronounce the word, because we would recommend to him that he should rely on Shemei HaTo'emet, he should listen to all kinds. So that's why in American and Scottish community, to have the Chazan say the Kriya Shema is not also. You may say, they're not talking, they say, Shemei HaTo'emet. Some of the Ashkenazim hold Kolona Chacham, Kolona Chacham, they don't have any Enoch talking. That's the most common thing in Turkey, so the Nika is a Chumri Bidu Rabbana, not to allow Shemei HaTo'emet on Kriya Shema. Okay. You do your Pasha to Vayetze, you see the way Yaakov has run away from his brother Esav, and the Baruch Hashem promises him that he's going to take care of him, and he comes to have a brachah. And Yaakov, when he takes his nether, but he likes a nether lemar, he just says, the nothing in Lechem Lech, all the beggar Lubash. He doesn't, he says, the Baruch Hashem just gives me a stickle of time out to be able to pull through. So he says, then I'll give something I said to you, but he says, okay, and I'll give my success. He promises another. But he showed me already point out there, and the Chai now just point out that this is the need of tzaddikim, that they're not interested in luxuries, they're not necessarily running after moisture. He just says, Lechem Lech, all the beggar Lubash. We live in a generation that people live in such extreme luxuries that they get into a lot of trouble. Chafetz Chaim has these sort of problems, and has in a different writing of it than Mishnah Berurah often points this out. That he can go out of the blame on the wife. That the wife is so interested in jewelry, is so interested in dressing, is so interested in fixing up the apartment, and clothing, and so on. But the husband has to accept the additional obligations, and the neighbor sometimes they're living with Zalzal on Shabbos, and the neighbor they're living with Zalzal on Tzibur Tzibur, and the Zalzal on a lot of Mrs. Hatzayla because of the fact that the wife is so insistent on the luxuries. And then he says, and what good is it going to do? They're going to get an additional job. The Gemara tells us that Chomer Ganach Shabbat is to the law in Rosh Hashanah. He can stay in Anitex and stay until next year. The first one was already going to the beginning of the year. How much money is there? And what does the Gemara mean to say the Rosh Hashanah? He says, the person should be careful not to go in for luxuries if he can afford it in that state. But if he's on the borderline, if he's not sure if he can afford it, or call the Chomer if he can't afford it, then he shouldn't talk it into himself. Well, if I can have a job, work harder, and have longer hours in this case, he shouldn't do that. He should do like Yanko Lira did, but not to work like a little more. It's important for Chinuch HaBonim also, we know, it's a brother Pashas, we know that if you give the children too much Ashir, too much material, it's a calculus in the Ruchni.
We should try sometimes to emulate the others. We can't do everything that the others did. None of us are going to settle just for lechem lechem with egg and roots. We're going to have tuna fish in the lechem also. We're going to have some butter on the lechem. We're going to have a coat on top of the egg and roots. But such like the medish, there's a lushing. Any person is chayv lechem, masay yagiu, maisa, and maisa yad reisai. Then with my actions, masay yagiu. What do you mean masay yagiu, maisa? A little statement that guides it. No idea is great that my forefathers are ready for me, that's the lesson. What do you mean? How can I possibly be a great that I'm for me? So they quote from the Sassanis. Sassanis quote from Sadiq and Nikolasan. The idea that means ulterior, to have an idea. We lead such a life that's so different from the others. There's no hemshek whatsoever from what I'm told on. But Masay Yagil, Ramu Lachach, come close. Masay Yagil, then that's just ulterior. You should try to lead such a life. A little bit of abstinence, a little bit of leaving out my system. You should be a little metastic about this, more for the sake of our children, for our own.